Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Federal Appeals Court has refused to reinstate President Trump's ban on travelers from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. We get more now from VOA's Isabella Coccioli.
The 3-judge panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco unanimously declined to block a lower court ruling that suspended the ban and allowed previously barred travelers to enter the United States. Shortly after the court announced his decision, President Trump tweeted, "See you in court." Later, he told reporters at the White House that the court made a political decision that jeopardized national security.
We have a situation where the security of our country is at stake, and it's a very, very serious situation. So we look forward, as I just said, to seeing them in court.
At a news conference in Seattle, Bob Ferguson, the attorney general for the state of Washington, which argued against restoring the travel ban, called the appellate court ruling a victory for the U.S. Constitution. Isabella Coccioli, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed 3 Turkish soldiers north in Syria. The Russian military says it was carrying out an operation targeting the Islamic State. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered his condolences. President Trump told Chinese President Xi Jinping in a telephone conversation late Thursday, U.S. intends to honor the one policy, one China policy, by acknowledging China's position that it has sovereignty over self-ruled Taiwan. White House said the phone call between the two world leaders was extremely cordial. Before his inauguration, Mr. Trump questioned the need to observe the One China policy without the U.S. receiving some incentives from Beijing. This is VOA News. A senior Trump administration official says a meeting at the White House and a golf outing in the state of Florida are intended to reassure Japan's leader the Trump administration stands with its ally shoulder to shoulder 100%. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has arrived in Washington, becoming the 2nd foreign leader to officially meet with President Trump. Jeffrey Hornung is a fellow at the Washington-based Sasakawa Peace Foundation. He speaks with VOA about Mr. Abe's agenda for his visit with President Trump.
Trying to build the trust with President Trump, given some of the campaign rhetoric he said on the campaign trail, really caused a lot of anxiety in Japan. Another one is to pick up the pieces from the TPP that President Trump killed. And toward that end, there's rumors that Prime Minister Abe will be bringing a package of some sorts that could create up to 700,000 U.S. jobs through some private-public investments.
Mr. Abe, eager to get off on a good footing with then-President-elect Trump, flew to New York City to meet with him in November shortly after Mr. Trump's election victory. Top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, told the Senate Armed Services Committee he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year war. He said to break that stalemate, he needs a few thousand more soldiers to accompany the 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Senator John McCain suggested in that meeting that Russia is playing a significant role in Afghanistan, and Nicholson agreed, saying that Russian meddling this year has become more difficult.
They have begun to publicly legitimize the Taliban. This narrative that they promote is that the Taliban are fighting Islamic State, and the Afghan government is not fighting Islamic State, and that therefore there could be a spillover of this group into the region. This is a false narrative.
U.S. and Afghan forces have reduced Islamic State space down to just about 3 or 4 districts in Nangarhar province, but the group has still proven it can carry out violent attacks, including a bombing that killed 20 in Kabul earlier this week. U.S. Senate has voted to approve Republican Representative Tom Price as President Trump's choice to head the Health and Human Services Department. Price is a veteran of the House of Representatives. He's from the state of Georgia. He is also an orthopedic surgeon and an opponent of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Republicans say they want to replace Obamacare, but have not agreed on a replacement so far. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.